Unit 9. The End of Privacy.
Reading Passage.
People used to say that everyone wanted their 15 minutes of fame. These days, people are worried about having 15 minutes of privacy. Details about our lives, from internet purchases to walks in the park, are more public than ever. In some ways, data gathering and video surveillance are turning our lives into open books. Without question, we live in an information age. When applying for credit cards or visiting a doctor, our personal data is passed from person to person. Unfortunately, that information isn't always safely stored. Identity theft is widespread, as are database thefts. According to one estimate, more than 160 million personal records were stolen in 2007. That was more than four times the 2006 amount. Then, there's the Internet. E-tailers, social networking sites, and other sites often track our online activity. Google has come under fire more than any other company. Through its search engine, Gmail, and tools like the Google Toolbar, the company can record many of your moves. That may include searches made, websites visited, and items purchased. Critics say this is a serious privacy risk. Google says the data is safe, and the company only uses it to improve our online experiences. These days, our privacy is even at risk when we go outside. Security cameras are attached to street lamps, traffic lights, and buildings. Satellites high above the Earth also look down on us. Supporters say we live in dangerous times, and surveillance makes us safer. Critics say it chips away at our freedom. Whoever's right, the surveillance industry is red hot, worth an estimated $10 billion in 2008. When we travel from place to place, our privacy is also affected. Cell phones can be tracked, letting people with the right equipment know our location. ID cards and passports are starting to use computer chips that store personal information. Also, more countries are starting to fingerprint and photograph foreign visitors. Again, that's done for security reasons. As our privacy disappears bit by bit, some people are trying to live as simply as possible. By staying offline and limiting the flow of personal data, they're trying to fly under the radar. Others are actually embracing the situation. They accept that they are public figures and look for ways to turn it to their advantage. To millions of bloggers and other online celebrities, the idea of privacy is a thing of the past.